Trump warns Kathy Hochul after she endorses Zohran Mamdani. Washington will be watching this situation very closely. By Jasmine Jordan on September 15, 2025. President Donald Trump on Monday cautioned against New York Governor Kathy Hochul's D. endorsement of Assemblyman Zohran Mamdani for New York City mayor, signaling close federal attention to the race following her public backing of the Democrat socialist. Trump's post followed Hochul's announcement a day earlier, when she declared on X that New York City deserves a mayor who will stand up to Donald Trump and make life more affordable for New Yorkers. She also laid out her reasoning in a New York Times guest essay endorsing Mamdani. Trump, responding to Hochul's backing, wrote, "Governor Kathy Hochul of New York has endorsed the little communist, Zohran Mamdani, running for mayor of New York. This is a rather shocking development, and a very bad one for New York City. How can such a thing happen? Washington will be watching this situation very closely. No reason to be sending good money after bad. President DJT. Watch, he's a communist." Trump calls out NYC Democrat Zohran Mamdani. In the essay, Hochul claims she had frank conversations with Mamdani and concluded that he shares my commitment to a New York where children can grow up safe in their neighborhoods and where opportunity is within reach for every family. She emphasized their shared priority of making the city more affordable while noting that she pressed Mamdani on public safety and combating anti-Semitism. Hochul wrote that she urged Mamdani to ensure strong leadership at the helm of the NYPD and that he agreed. Hochul also pointed to her concerns with federal policy, stating that she needed to know the next mayor will not be someone who would surrender one inch to President Trump. She argued that Mamdani would be fearless in confronting the president's extreme agenda and said she looked forward to working with him to keep New York's economy competitive and residents safe. Several leading national Democrats have lined up behind Mamdani's mayoral bid. Representative Jamie Raskin, DMD, the top Democrat on the House Judiciary Committee, praised Mamdani's Rooseveltian quality, describing him as an inspiring leader committed to rebuilding a coalition for the working and middle classes. Representative Pat Ryan, DNY, tied his endorsement to disapproval of former Governor Andrew Cuomo, D., Mamdani's rival in the mayoral race, saying Trump's involvement validated that Cuomo would sell his soul to the devil easily. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, has also campaigned alongside Mamdani and voiced his support. Watch, maybe don't elect communists? The endorsements have exposed sharp divides within the Democratic Party. Senator John Fetterman, DPA, criticized members of his party who embrace socialism, calling them morons and warning that Americans do not want to live under such a system. He has remarked of Mamdani, "I don't really agree with virtually any of it, politically," and suggested the assemblyman is not even a Democrat. Representative Laura Gillen, DNY, and New York City Mayor Eric Adams, D, have likewise argued Mamdani is too extreme to lead, with Adams calling him a snake oil salesman. Mamdani's campaign has drawn scrutiny for spending more than $30,000 on private security in recent months despite his past calls to defund the police. He has also been closely aligned with the Democratic Socialists of America, whose leaders have described his candidacy as the movement's best possible position to seize state power. Mamdani has previously advocated for policies including prison abolition, government-run grocery stores, and what he once described as the end goal of seizing the means of production.